babe, you know you like my A, my B, my C, and my D.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, you my all of deal, boy.
You my babe, you my gift, you my all of deal, boy. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of deal, boy. I'm in love, I'm in all of the above. You my bait, you my gift, you my all of the above. Never bust, plus the drug, yeah, all of the above. Say I'm all of the above. And fuck the bad bitch, the girl you really love.
Can you stay down like drinking me? Send me them news when you miss a kid. They can't make me cheat on you. Ain't nothing you can do to make me beat on you. When I get home, can I eat on you? I'm too late now to put D on you. Box so good, she legendary. Crush little mama unnecessary. Got a nigga hard like February. What we got ain't monetary. She my independent girl. Say she love me mini girl. She been around for a minute, girl. I take care of you and your mama, girl. House stay clean like Paula do. Can none of these chicks keep up with you? Christian, Louis Vuitton, got me and Bae trippin'. Ayy, bottles after bottles coming. Me and Bae sippin'. Ayy, Lou Hunter's on us like me and Bae trippin'. She A, B, C, and D, so say out of I business.
You my Bae, you my gift, you my all of the above. You get dick, you get gift, you get all of the above.
Your black Honda was in the spot. I saw you walking by. We walk into the light. Ask if I could come with you. We all been through a lot. When I pulled you to the side, and I'm trying to be in your life. I'm trying to pass
forward. What up, though, man? Listen, it's 3KQ Radio. This is Nick No Nickname. I'm about to pass it off to your host for the night, the darkest nigga in nighttime radio. Usually he don't get an intro, but he got one now, boy. I'm passing it off to Mr. Fuck your motherfucking feelings. You feel me? Justin, what up, though?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Been on the grill. Smoking up some good shit. So, I mean, I'm feeling quite relaxed on this Sunday. I mean, life's good, man. Life is good. How about you, bro? You doing all right? You straight?
Man, I'm out to, you know what I'm saying? Listen. The 2019 is amazing for me. You know, nothing has changed in life except for me, and I'm enjoying it. Man, listen, the word for 2019 for all everybody should be peace, because I got mine. You should find yours. You dig? That's where I'm at. But I'm going to be crazy tonight because this show is brought to you by Nick No Nickname and very special Hennessy. You feel me? So I'm with it. All them shits, I'm with them tonight.
Okay, because with Hennessy, anything is possible. I got you, bro. I got you.
Yeah. But don't start. No, go ahead. I'm not going to start. I'm going to wait.
Oh, man. Bringing up the very beautiful Miss Pam to the show. The queen, the one and only, waiting for her show to pop off. It's coming soon. I'm trying to tell you, Miss Pam, how you doing?
What up, y'all? I am doing good. I'm doing good. How y'all doing this Sunday evening?
Oh, we good. You know, a little bit under the weather, but for the most part, I'm good.
Well, that's just an excuse to drink some gin, Justin. So go on and take part of your little gin, a little Hennessy. And you'll feel better in the morning.
Let me tell you a secret. One of the first drinks, I think it was the first drink I ever had, was gin. And being that I had never drank before, this shit was so nasty. I don't think I've drank it since. I drank almost everything else, but I have not gone back to gin. I can't do it.
I agree with Justin on that one. Gin tastes like liquid plastic.
Here's the thing, gin is used for medicine, right? Not so much as, you know, something that you want to get drunk on. It's certain properties in gin that will help you, you know, clear up any type of bug that you have. So that's the only reason why I recommended that one.
Okay.
But the only gin we fuck with is gin. Ginger ale, nigga. That's it.
Ginger ale. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
I'm with it.
I'm with that. I'm with that.
It helps your stomach. You feel me?
Yeah. That's a cure for black people. That's a cure for everything. Get some ginger ale and some chicken noodle soup, and shit. We think we can cure the world.
Nigga, don't fuck around and have some Robitussin.
Oh, man. But if y'all have the choice, man, you're giving me gin and letting me die, just let me die in peace. Just let me die in peace. Got my boy Chad Peasy in the building. He just hot off the ones and twos. Stay pretty lit. What's going on, my boy?
Hey, man. I'm out here, man. I don't fuck with gin. I think the first gin I've had was Amsterdam. I think that's the gin. Man, that shit the worst shit ever. I would never drink that shit again. And I had a song called Ham on That Damn. But I was featured on that song. First of all, I would never come up with that shit because I do not fuck with Amsterdam at all. But I fuck with Amsterdam if y'all cutting the check. Nigga, I drink it every day if y'all cutting the check. But until then, I don't fuck with gin, man. I fuck with them yikes. I be on them yikes strong in them trees. Them bushes.
Okay.
I be in them bushes like a 70s porn movie, bro. I be in them bushes.
Okay. You look like one of them niggas that like a lot of hair down there, so I can see that. I can see that.
I don't give a fuck. I was just a pussy down there. Like, why the fuck do you?
You look like you like a full bush. I can see that. No, I can see that, bro.
Hey, man.
My lifetime motto is a hairy pussy don't get eight, bro. I can't do it.
Hey, man. Hairy pussy don't get eight? Man, you crazy as hell, bro.
Hairy pussy don't get eight.
Listen, I'm not. I don't have the same motto as Justin, but I told you the other day, Chad. The motherfucker, listen, when they grow, listen, keep it shaved or keep it long, because when that shit grow back, it cut your lip, nigga. You don't want that's how people get AIDS. That's 100% how people get AIDS right there. Fuck around with
new growth. New growth stubble. That's how you get AIDS. Hey, Atlanta.
That's how you get AIDS.
Y'all heard that now. I'm trying to tell you now. Atlanta. There's a lot of motherfuckers in the city this week. Shout out to the Super Bowl. So, hey, make sure you're not out here eating no stubbly pussy, man. Get that shit wet. Matter of fact,
if it's stubbly, if you make her shave and then come back into the room, but do not eat the stubble.
Against,
I'm telling you, the stubble is
you got to shove against the pattern, though. Shave against it.
Niggas don't want no landing strip. We ain't driving no planes. We don't need that shit. Clean that motherfucker off.
Hey, fuck what you talking about, nigga. I'm landing the plane. They got kids on board, too.
Nah, I'm driving a submarine, nigga. Fuck that shit. No children allowed. Every child left behind. Fuck is you talking about?
Or pal. Host this motherfucker, man. I don't know which one of y'all was it. Host this motherfucker,
it, man. Justin hosting this thing. I'm going to let Justin entertained. Do
this. Y'all are entertained. Just let that shit ride. We got a pretty good show planned out for y'all tonight, man. Got a couple of topics here. Let me get them pulled up. I won't read them verbatim because, you know, if it's one of Pam's and her friends are listening, they might get on to me again like that one night. So I'm going to try to paraphrase and make sure I don't get cursed out this time. First question, this was brought to me from a situation. I'll tell y'all the situation a little later, but is it okay to be the rebound? Like, you know, if a chick breaks up with the dude and another dude moves in, you know, is it okay for that dude to be the rebound or vice versa? And the second one is, how long is too long to be in a relationship without being married? Like, you know, you see some people together 10, 15 years, but not married. Like, is there a time limit on it? Or, you know, whatever happens, as long as both people are happy. And the last thing we're going to talk about tonight is, and I'm saying treading lightly when I say this, but is the Me Too movement going too far with the allegations against Chris Brown and how they've been dropped and the recanting of statement from the victim? Like, is the Me Too movement? Is it going too far? Are people reaching too high? Or you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that and get everybody's opinion. So those are going to be the three topics that we're going to go over tonight. And you know what? The first one, we're just going to start off right out the gate with, is it okay to be the rebound? So let me tell y'all a little background story that I heard from a friend. Guy breaks up with his wife. Wife kicks him out the house. You know, he's been talking to this little side chick or whatever. The side chick says, hey, you can stay with me. They stay together for, I don't know, about a year. Everything's going well, she assumes. And then he sends her on a little vacation, you know, just to Miami with her friends. And then while she's on vacation, the nigga had a whole house built in his name, you know, and then moved all his stuff out and then left her a little bit of rent money, you know, to cover his part of the rent for when he was gone. But the nigga just moved out and said, hey, we're done. So, you know, he used her as a rebound, but really just wasn't involved in the relationship. He just needed some time to get things settled. So the question that I have for you guys is it okay to be the rebound? And I'm going to start as usual with my boy Chad P. P, is it all right to be a rebound?
Well, it really depends on your creed in life, my sir. I see no problem with being a rebound. If that all you want is limited, if all you want to do is six people, then cool. Because that's what rebounds do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I see no problem with being, you know, the fixer or whatever it is. If that's what type of life you want to live or that's what phase of life you in, I don't see no problem with being a rebound. Other than you might have to deal with a bunch of bipolar business.
Okay. There's a lot of bipolar ones out there too. So you got to be careful.
Oh yeah. With that stubble.
Talk to them. The stubble or the jungle? It's your choice.
Stubble equal AIDS.
Stupid. Pam, talk to me. Is it okay with being a rebound? And have you ever been a rebound too?
Not that I know of now. I don't think I've been a rebound chick. But
okay,
I feel like it's okay. Not that, that's why I say not to my knowledge. I don't think I've been. But it could be possible. Mm-hmm. But I think it's okay just as long as everybody, you know, understands the rules of engagement, then, yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I think everything should have a time frame, though, right? So how long am I going to be this rebound chick? Because if it goes too long, people tend to catch feelings, and that becomes problematic. So that's my take on it.
Mm. And you know what? In this situation, you know, from the story that I shared, maybe that was the problem. Because the chick is highly upset, very, very upset, emotional about the situation. And maybe it's because of how he did it, by sending her out of town and then moving out of the house into his own house in his own name. And maybe she had a lot of feelings for him, and she didn't realize, hey, you're just the rebound. You're not the main. So, you know, maybe it's, like you said, is there too many feelings? Once too many feelings get involved, you cannot consider yourself no longer to be the rebound. Maybe standards need to be set at that time. I definitely understand what you're saying.
Hey, can I ask Pam a follow-up question?
Please, go ahead.
I don't want to cut. Nick, is that okay, man? Can I ask a question or you want to go ahead and go?
Hey, do you, bro. I'm good.
All right, bet. So, Pam, I got a question. So, you know, do you think men hunt for rebounds and women just try to avoid them? Because it's crazy that you don't know whether or not you're a rebound. Like, you don't know when your partner's last, you know, relationship was. I think dudes hunt for them.
I think so, too, because I think there are, honestly, I think there are signs that a chick gives, you know, like, we call it thirsty, right? So I feel like a lot of chicks are thirsty and desperate, and when they show signs of that, then guess what? Guys take advantage, and they should.
Hell yeah.
Because
hell
they,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They put themselves in that position. If you're a wise woman, then you will kind of govern yourself accordingly, you know, and be knowledgeable enough to know that, you know, hey, that could be a possibility. That's the time to slow it down a little bit, have some dialogue. That's my take on it. Now here's the thing. If clear about it, because that's all it's going to be. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, if you're looking for something, you know, a little bit more, with a little more longevity, then, yeah, you might want to slow that road down just a little bit.
All right. I appreciate that.
You know what, Pam? You know, maybe I feel like, now that looking back, like, maybe I did that before. Like, I had a chip that was like a rebound, and then, you know, I didn't.
Don't try to be diplomatic and say maybe. Ain't no maybe.
I mean, let's be honest. I think all of us are guilty of that to a certain retrospect, because the old saying is the best way to get over one is to find another. And so I think we all been, you know, in that position, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Honestly, I really feel like we have.
I think dudes just look
position.
At it just like, dudes just be like, oh, she don't got no boyfriend no more? Bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't friend no more. That's why dudes line up in DMs and, you know, waiting and shit. I think bitches do too, though. But, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, it's like one of them things where you be.
Nope. They don't be waiting. That's a lie. Bitches don't be waiting.
Yeah, they don't wait.
They jump right in.
Yeah,
they be squatting the whole time. That's the thing about chicks. They be squatting the whole time. They just waiting for you to have a low moment so they can scoop right on in. That's the real now. Yeah, that's what's happening with these chicks. They waiting for your woman to put you out or say something crazy to you, for you to come and vent to her all the above, so she can be like, yeah, do you know that girl ain't no good? Come over here, I'll take care of your XYZ, two things to third, all that bullshit, and you at a vulnerable point. Guess what? And especially if she started trying to suck your dick and all that, you good as God.
Letting
them. All right, then. Well,
is that what happened to you, Justin? Is that what happened to you?
You know, the old saying, or not the old saying, but, you know, I mean, it is old saying, but it ain't no pussy like new pussy.
No, it ain't.
Not like that new, bro. That new Cosmo. You want that new Cosmo? This nigga ain't shit.
Oh,
man, somebody please let Nick go. I'm dying to hear this nigga answer.
No nickname, man. Talk to us, man. Being a rebound or getting a rebound, man. How you feeling?
Alright. I'm going to try to remain serious on the task and vote my motherfucking comedic mindset. But I will say that, you know, now this may not be the best example ever, but I will say Dennis Rodman made his entire career off a rebound. So that shit could not be a bad thing. Alright. Any other life choices he made may have been wrong, but that was a good one. So y'all have talked about a lot about rebounds, so I'll just talk about this part that I focus on. You know what I'm saying? It was a point in life where I only searched the world top to bottom for rebounds. And I was looking for the bitches who got broke up with. Not the bitches who broke up with somebody. Ladies, if you break up with somebody, you have high confidence. I don't need that. At that point in my life, I definitely didn't need it. But I don't need that.
Oh, shit.
But if you get broke up with, that changes your confidence level. It may even give you a point of low self-esteem. And low self-esteem, bitches, is proven. There was a study done in 1996 that proved this shit. It was done at Harvard. That bitches who have low self-esteem suck dick better than bitches who have high self-esteem. So,
you know what?
Oh, this nigga wild, yo.
I mean, I want to say no, but that's a fact.
I don't know how long they did it, but it was completed July 17th, 1996.
I Google the shit, okay? But they didn't have Google.
Oh, I didn't need Google. I was just speaking from real life. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying. So, ladies, you know, just if you're gonna be a rebound, be the bitch they get broke up with. I promise you, you have a nigga sooner. But because everybody always asks you, so what happened to your last relationship? They don't give a shit what happened. They just trying to figure out what side you was on. They just want to know if you broke up with. You doing
the That's true.
That's what the fuck this niggas is asking the questions for. So, yeah, rebounds are awesome. Rebounds get you more points in basketball. Rebounds get you better head in real life. Rebounds are awesome. Also, rebounds, proven fact. This was done in, like, 2016. But it's a proven fact that rebounds save all of their pussy off them so they don't have stubble.
But they say a bomb break up big pussy, dude.
Nigga, I need that bitch to be busy, cause I'm busy. I don't need no fully available pussy. That's a girlfriend. What the fuck is you talking about? Anyway, I need that pussy that got an appointment in 30 minutes. Bitch, I only got 10 for you, cause I got an appointment in 7 minutes. What the fuck is you talking about?
Yo, this nigga,
a doctor's office.
Man, this nigga.
You make an appointment, that
this nigga Justin,
you just gonna be waiting.
I'm just saying. This nigga Justin will let Nick say anything on this motherfucker, friend. This motherfucker not host this motherfucker.
This is all true.
I'm trying to. I can't sit here and learn like everybody else. I mean, what do you want from me, Chad? What do you want from me?
Yeah, ain't shit for you to learn. Anything I'm saying has passed your experience in life, Justin. You don't get none of this shit, okay? This is not for you.
Well, damn, then I guess I should set your ass off then. Shit.
You probably should. Just don't put out there. Nick will not be blamed for your shit. That's what it's not going to happen. All I'm saying, ladies, minus the gayness and marry himself and the nose ring and everything else about him, I'm Dennis Rodman. Call me Mr. Rebound.
All right, Dennis.
Yo, you wild.
But look,
right. I got to add on to what Nick just said, right? So, Lonnie is listening in on the show with me tonight, too. And Lonnie agreed with everything Nick said. Lonnie even shared with me a story of one of his homeboys said, like, hey, when they go to the club, his homeboy said he's looking for a chick that's been, you know, boyfriend has dumped her, and low self-esteem. Lonnie said he's looking for a chick with low self-esteem because that's the chick he want to take home tonight. So Nick ain't too far off.
Right.
I mean, there's people
right.
out there that
thank
think
you,
the exact
thank
same
you.
Way Nick does.
Thank you. No,
I mean, those
people, they just don't often admit it.
Those be the easy ones.
Because bitches with high self-esteem make you date them. You have to go out with them twice. Bitches with low self-esteem, you just take them home. Yes, I said twice, because if it takes more than 14 days, bitch, I'm not trying to fuck. But I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know that bitches with low self-esteem is easy. It's not, and let me tell you something. It's going to be a whole bunch of people listening to this show. Let me defend myself for a second. Because they're going to say some dumb shit like, you shit and pick on bitches with low self-esteem. Bitch, that's her self-esteem. She don't have nothing to do with me.
No. Nick, you don't have to defend yourself. This is the reason. Because when you get a chick with low self-esteem and she gets with somebody of, say, your caliber or somebody who's paying her attention, that actually raises her self-esteem and she actually has more confidence in herself from then on. So you're actually doing society a favor.
After I stop talking to her, it's going to go back to where it was when I found her. But I understand what you were saying. Like, I fucks with that. But, no, my job is not her self-esteem. That's her shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my job, not her bank account. Bitch, whatever you put in is what the fuck you got. All right? So if you put in a little bit, you got low self-esteem. I don't give a shit. Just like you got low account balance. I'm leaving here with the same shit I had. High self-esteem and high account balance. That's all I'm fucking saying.
I tried to help, Nick. I tried, but
why
you know
what,
you're
man?
Right.
Hey,
I'm just gonna have to let you take that one by yourself, cool.
That shit is funny. What was y'all talking about? That nigga
man.
So wait, I gotta ask a question. Can I ask a question, Justin?
You can ask me the question you like.
So I just wanna ask, you know, since we're talking about chicks with low self-esteem, this is my moment to advocate for the women. All right, so I got three males on the call tonight. Tell me, like, if you are looking to, you know, take advantage, just call it what it is, take advantage of a chick that you feel like, you know, have low self-esteem, what are some of the things that you're looking for? So I'll start with Nick. What is your indicator that she has low self-esteem?
First of all, I don't like how you made it seem like we picking out victims, okay? Because that sounds very me too.
But let's be real.
No.
I mean,
we both get some out of this, okay?
Look, and Lonnie said, wait, hold on, Nick. What did you say, Lonnie?
Some Negroes do,
okay? So, because we know that, hey, it happens, willingly or unwittingly, here's what we want to know. Here's what the ladies need to know so that they can check themselves, that they find themselves in this situation. Don't become a victim. So, Lonnie, what did you say? Oh, okay. Okay, you didn't want to add anything on to that. So I'll come on back over to Nick. Nick, what are the one of the things that you look for?
First of all, a nigga who only specializes in willingly, let me make sure that's clear, okay? Because you said willingly and unwillingly, and I don't know what unwillingly means. So I don't fuck with that. So, me too. In the best
thing. I mean, my bad. Me,
all I know
me
about.
As well.
Me as well. So, you know, first of all, now, listen, I told my story, but I prefaced it with saying this was, you know, a previous version of myself, right? And I started the show saying that I've, you know, reached a level of peace with myself. So let me let y'all know this is not current because I know bitches be judging. And I don't give a fuck about you bitches, but don't judge me. So
we want to know what you look for. You don't have to put the disclaimers out there. Just what
I felt like
past
I needed to.
Present,
Pam,
what are some
you
of the
don't
things
understand
you look for?
The kind of flack I get, okay? So let me just make sure you know what the fuck's going on. So the things I look for is a bitch who look like she need to be wanted. What does that look like? I ain't gonna tell you. So, also, I ask good questions. I ask great qualifying questions. It's not a better question asker than me, all right, in the world. But one of the questions I'm gonna ask is, what happened in your last relationship? And you think I give a shit about you? I don't. I just met you. I don't give a shit about you. I just want to know if you broke up with him or you didn't. If you didn't, you have low self-esteem. You know how I know? Because that nigga was uglier than me. And now you feeling amazed that I'm paying you attention. Women give, they got tails, just like fucking poker players. They got tails, and they will let you know that if you are a higher caliber nigga than any nigga they ever dealt with, it's going to show on their face, like, I can't believe this nigga is paying me attention. And so at that point, I'm done. Nope. I got a look from, I'm through. But that's, it's a lot to it. So I'm through. I'm done? No, I'm done. I don't have anything else to add. I'm done.
Nope. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move over to Chad, and then I'm going to give the floor back to Justin. So, Chad, what are some of the things that you've seen, you know, in a female who may suffer from low self-esteem?
Some things that I've seen, like the need of obsession, like or excessiveness, I feel like that, like excessively clothes, excessively amounts of makeup, excessive amounts of makeup, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit, to me, I feel like it's covering up. Like, you ain't trying to really, you trying to comply to what the world thinks looks good versus what you really feel, which to me equates to your self-esteem. Like, if you cool with yourself, you don't really give a fuck with what everybody else thinks. That's good self-esteem. And apparently, according to Nick, that's also a high account balance. But if you care about what the world thinks, so you try to make yourself comply or look like whatever the world justifies as good, then you have a low self-esteem. So that excessive shit is what identify with. It's okay to have weave. It's okay to wear makeup and wear tight clothes, but shit, if you're doing that shit like most of the time, I don't know. That shit don't fit every situation. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, if you wearing that shit all the time, then you ain't in tune with your style player, which is yourself.
I kind of agree with Chad. You know, it's like you look for the one with just the post. You know, there's a lot of girls out there with potential, but you just want the one with the poke. You know what I mean? So it's like, shut up, Chad. I'm not kidding. Shit. you want the girl that in this particular situation that, you know, you see, say if you see her walking around, you know, she's got high self-esteem. She's going to walk with her head up, smiling, laughing, carrying on the phone, whatever. But the one that's walking around maybe with her head down and you know, not really looking like she's having the greatest time, or the key thing that gets a lot of, I guess you could say, self-conscious women is when you walk by and you say, smile, you're beautiful. And if they start smiling automatically, then that was a key trigger right there for me to say, oh, yeah, she didn't have high self-esteem. Now somebody's paying her attention. Kind of like what Nick said, and, you know, now she's in your grasp because now she's looking like, oh, my God, somebody just talked to me. Now what do I do? Because usually after they smile, they probably won't say anything, and you have to continue to engage in that conversation, and, you know, that's where you continue to talk and draw them in closer and closer until you kind of get what you want. But, you know, that's just one of the things I look for. Head down, walking around, not really saying anything to anybody until spoken to, and then when you speak to them, it's like they try to lighten up a little bit, and then you just, I don't know, I guess you make them feel good. But anywho, yeah, just look for the ones with the mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. potential.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's some good stuff. Thank y'all. I just wanted to know.
Now, I will say this, Pam, as a disclaimer. Like, all the women listening are like, okay, now I can't do this because I don't want to be preyed on by a nigga looking with a chick with low self-esteem. Those are only a few that we're willing to give y'all, because if we give you all the men's secrets, then, you know, we're putting ourselves at a disadvantage. But those are just a few. So,
y'all a mess.
Just one. We do not want to put ourselves at a disadvantage, you know what I mean? We want to continue, you know, what we do and what we do best. So, you know, LaCream, welcome to the motherfucking stage. We're just talking about women that get smashed that have low self-esteem. How you doing today?
What's up, 3KQ? How's everybody doing today?
We coaching.
Good. We doing good.
What's up,
we got high self-esteem. We good. We good.
What's up?
We out here and about you. Hey, LaCream was out there in that green with that split all the way up her leg. I'm surprised Don left out the house, but he did.
He was looking like, that's a little high. He was like, that's a little high.
That's fuck. That's too high as fuck. That's too high as fuck. I was like, what the fuck she doing working out with that shit on? That shit was high as fuck.
He said it's a little high, but we were together. It's all good.
Nah,
wait a minute. Nick always saying something about LaCream, something that he's seen on her page.
First of all,
Nick, like,
first
are
all,
you?
How long?
I'm like, I'm noticing that.
I know what you're trying to do. We're not gonna do that. That's what we're not gonna do. I pay attention to all y'all's Instagram. Most of y'all see it.
Long
okay?
range.
LaCream and Dumb. Have a very interesting Instagram. I don't even think don't have an Instagram, but he's always
no,
on her
he
shit. Okay, see,
we have an Instagram,
right? So it's very interesting to watch. It's funny, and versus what you see on her on here versus what you see on Instagram be totally different. So I just
really
wanted to bring
is.
It up. Yeah,
it,
y'all don't
it
get
really
to see
is.
It.
It
if
really
y'all
is.
Story, y'all would be like.
Point, that's
right,
true.
Yeah, why, y'all be like, why are you talking like that when you looking like that? But y'all don't fucking pay attention. So, Pam, sit your ass down. You're trying to make shit out of shit.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just noticing. I hope Donna checking it out too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Donna ain't got nothing to worry about, okay? He has nothing.
You acting like you want them long legs wrapped around you or something. You know, I don't know.
No.
Every week.
No, okay.
I just wanted to clarify.
When somebody is really awesome on the show and they have a really, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if I would call it wholesome dress on, you'd be like, oh, nope, don't match. So I was bringing it up, but you haven't seen it, so you don't know. All right? It was green. They both was wearing green, though. It both was green velvet. Don't have them a green velvet jacket. It was a dope-ass jacket, but I chose not to comment on the nigga because I don't give a fuck about the nigga, okay? I know he was with his wife. They was matching. The shit kind of gay, but because they married.
At least LaCream, Alicia did say she was throwing a lot, showing a lot of thighs. She's like, you seen LaCream with her dress on? I said, no, I haven't seen.
Man, all it's
thank you, Alicia.
LaCream getting cruise ready, baby. She want to show y'all some thighs. She getting cruise ready, baby.
Yes, I'm cruise ready and dropping some pounds. Come on with it.
There it is. Well, all right. We're going to go ahead and get back to the show. And the next question we have came from one of our followers. They said, how long is too long to be in a relationship without marriage? Like, you know, there's some couples out there, they've been together 10, 15 years, and they're okay not being married or not having a ring. They're just okay with what they call a common law marriage, which in most states is after, I think, 8 to 10 years, you can really be kind of legally married. But they call it a common law marriage. But how long is too long
in Texas,
to be in a relationship? Oh, well, there it is. Texas is right away.
I don't know the specifics, but I know it's not 8 to 10 years.
Okay, I got you saying. I got what you're saying. So, you know, coming to my boy Chad P, please, how long is too long to be in a relationship without marriage? Or is there a time limit?
Well, y'all know in 2020, I am running for president. And one of the campaigns that I stand on is marriage license, right? It should be just like driver's license, have to be renewed. So this is down to relationship level.
So I feel like, man,
you know what I'm saying, no, it ain't no such, it shouldn't be no such thing, but if you do decide to get married, every 5 years you got to renew this license, and every party ain't got to renew. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'll release more as the campaign showcases itself. If I had to put a relationship stamp on it, it'd probably be like 4 years. You know what I'm saying? 4 or 5 years before you need to try to look at renewing your shit. If it can't be renewed, then shit, you know what to do.
All right. Miss Pam, talk to me. Is there a time frame when, you know, a couple should go ahead and tie the knot? Or if one is ready to leave and say, hey, marry me, or, you know, I have to move on. Like, is there a time frame or... you know, it could go as long as it needs to be.
Hell yeah, it's a time frame. I mean, here's my take on it. Chad, what you said, me and Lonnie was like, oh, hell yeah. Because I think if this joker or this chick don't know after 5 years, I said 5 years. 5 years is a good time, you know, I feel like for you to see and know everything it is to know about somebody. And then here's the thing. Some of y'all men, y'all good at showing y'all imposter, right? So we got to stay with you long enough so you can, you know, show us your true self. So my take is, after 5 years, if he ain't put a ring on it, it's time to move on. And then, Chad, I'm telling you, I'll vote for you on that campaign right there. Because here's the thing. Some folks need to think about their vows renewal. And me and Lonnie, now, y'all know we did ours last year. But I really think people need to think about that. Because the first thing Lonnie said was, some people will not be married long. if they had to go back in and renew their wedding vows again. Some people might not make it.
Yeah, so I think they won't make it. But look, it cut down on alimony payments. You know what I'm saying? You might see a good, a healthy lift with child support from both parties, not just men. You're going to see motherfucking people going to be happier because they're going to be like, shit, we tried. That shit just didn't fucking work. So they got good things coming out of this shit.
Giving too much away from your campaign, bro.
Oh, my bad. I'm supposed to say this for a campaign. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned this year, man. I'm going live campaign. You know what I'm saying? PZ for Prez 2020.
Oh, yeah. That's some good stuff. I think 5-year cap, though. 5-year cap. That's it.
We're going to go. We're gonna put the vote to it. I'm put the vote to him.
There it is. Lacreen, talk to me. How long is too long to be in a relationship before marriage?
I honestly think 3 to 5 years, in my opinion, because you kind of know after about, and I guess for me it was kind of different because we were dating and then, like, within that year he proposed and then the next year we were married. So, we were actually together a full year. So, I mean, you really know. I feel like I think this was some of the topic last week, whereas, you know, and I think the young lady who called in, I don't know if she was a friend of Ms. Pam's or not, she said, you don't put everything out to everybody, but when you get someone that you know is potential or could be that someone, you'll go ahead and go the extra mile. So I really feel like within the first, you know what I'm saying, year, you know if that's somebody that you want to have longevity with. And then if y'all make it to year two and things are going well, because at this point, my thing is this, if you're going to live with a person, do everything that married people are doing, y'all paying bills together and all this, like we have a friend who hosts all of my, he's a comedian, he does all my parties and stuff. They make a beautiful couple. And so Donald's like, man, when you going to go ahead and marry that girl? And he was like, man, but y'all bought a house together just last month. Y'all raising kids together. Y'all money's just commingled. Y'all doing everything. So what is left but the commitment? So is it that you just don't want to commit? I mean, you know, so for me, I feel like you know this shit when you start making them kind of moves together. So 3 years, like, what you going to do?
I think he got the right ideal in mind, though. Because when you get married, 90% of the time, you see a bunch of complacency. You know what I'm saying? People fall the fuck off because, oh, I'm good and I can settle down. Nigga, don't keep that.
You can do that in a long relationship. You can do that in a long-term relationship.
But you can also just leave. You can't just leave in marriage.
True. But if you're going to start doing everything like buying homes together, both of your names are on things, you start paying for everything together, it's different. You can just leave, but you're invested now. So if you're going to do all those things, why not? Otherwise, don't buy a house with them. Let them buy the house and you live there until you move on, right? Because if you invest in all that, you invest in your money, you invest in your finances, y'all commingling bank accounts. I mean, we're talking about the next level without the title.
Well, that shit ain't smart. That's just dumb. That's two dumb niggas that live together. That shit ain't smart.
A lot of people do it, though.
Man, well, that's stupid. Like, Lacreen, do not stand by. You got a super marriage. That means you have the responsibility. But look, though, it looks like you have the responsibility of saving all the other marriages because your marriage is super. So you cannot let this motherfucker stand by and invest in buying houses and shit. It ain't married. That shit crazy. Marriage ain't nothing but a business deal.
But that's what Donald told him. Like, why don't you get married? You've done all this.
Crazy.
He was like, I don't know. We working on things. I'm like, okay.
Man, if he ever invites you to his basement, don't go. We might not ever hear from you again, but that nigga crazy.
Shut up. We don't have basements here.
Oh, man. But there it is. Nick, no nickname. Talk to me, man. How long is too long to be in a relationship before marriage?
I'm a popular opinion. I'm also running, but I'm not running for president. I will be. Jackie's vice president, okay? They just throw that out there. Alright? So, Kathy says we have to renew every 5 years. I say, not only do you have to renew every 5 years, you have to take a test every year. And if you don't pass, it's based on your significant other, your wife, your husband. But if you don't pass, you are officially divorced. So.
Yo.
Okay, so that's for marriage, but what about before marriage? Like,
I don't think so. You know, I want to be funny, but I'm a bitch here. So, I think that nobody can really tell you, because there'd be some people that would have hopped on when LeCrae was talking and saying like, "Oh fuck no, a year is way too short. You can't know a person. Shit, she's been married for however many years." You know what I'm saying? And there'd be some people that say, "Oh fuck no, you can't wait 10 years to get married. That's stupid." And then it's people that's been together for 10 years and they got married and was together till they died. So I don't think there's a time. I think each situation is different. I do think that you probably know at some point within the first 5 years, you probably know, you know, whether you're wasting your time or not. And if you don't, you're dumb as shit. But I think there's other factors that come into it as far as, like, marriages go, with the way that America has it. Now, if you look at the way that a lot of other countries have it, you know, motherfuckers can get married and shit don't, like, it don't have to be a big event, or it could be a big event because motherfuckers have money and mules and donkeys and shit. But
what the fuck?
It depends on what country you're in. I want to include multiple countries. Like, marriage don't just exist over here. Listen, Chad, just put me in charge of international policies, because I obviously don't know what the fuck's going on. But, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't think there's a time limit. I think there's a, you know, a limit of time you should waste if a motherfucker's not committed to you. But, you know, just because there's a ring doesn't mean that's true commitment. Just because there's not one doesn't mean there's not true commitment either. So I think that you should look at it both ways. And outside of that, I'm going to let y'all know that I'm running for president, but I can't run with my real name because I'm on this show. So I'm running under the alias of Jack Trump, drop the T. Yep, a jackass. That's who's running for president.
Okay.
Vice president.
All right. Me personally, from my opinion on it, I believe that within the first, I don't know, I would say 5 to 6 years, a relationship should last. Before marriage, not it has to last that long, but by the end of 5 years, people know where they want to be. Either, hey, I do want to be married, or hey, I'm just enjoying the ride. And I think, like Nick said, within the first year and a half, people usually know if that's the person they want to marry or be with, and you know, and take it from there. So, yeah, I think that was a pretty good dialogue. I hope the person that asked for this question was listening and got the information that they needed from each party.
You better that motherfucker listening. Got me fucking showcasing my campaign early and shit. Like, they better motherfucker listening to me.
And y'all can later on, too, because we're going to get some more international affairs from one of your vice presidents, Nick Freeman, later. Oh, I said his name. I mean, Trump dropped the R with the ass, whatever. Anyways,
Jack Trump dropped the T. It's not that hard. It's Jack Trump dropped the T. If you drop the T, it's Jack Trump. What's that? A jackass. You feel me? It's easy. It's really easy. If you can't even make that shit happen, you're not American. God damn.
Oh, shit. All right, so we're going to move on to a little bit more of a serious topic, but one that I definitely heard Nick No Nickname has, you know, said multiple times, it's really catching on. It's kind of crazy. So Chris Brown was in France and was charged with a rape. Not charged. He was picked up on a rape allegation. and then all charges, of course, were dropped, and he's suing for defamation. And then, you know, the girl's story came out and says, hey, they were drunk, they had sex, and when she woke up, she couldn't remember if she gave consent. And so she called the police and said that she had been raped. I thought somebody said something. So, you know, what'd you say?
But I'm certain you're going to get to me, so I'm going to wait my time.
Yeah, it's very fucked up. And, you know, when you look at all these other cases that go on, and, you know, this is not to say that any woman that says, you know, she's been raped shouldn't be heard, but, you know, when you look at the football players that are in high school and college that, you know, have been sent to jail, and then later on the person recanted and their whole career is gone and out the door. When you look at all these other cases and say, you know, no, it actually never did happen, you know, you're ruining people's lives, you're ruining people's character, and, you know, a lot of people are saying those who cry wolf should be charged. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the ones that cry wolf, and there really was no wolf, and should they be charged with a crime? And, you know, just make sure we get our different opinions. Of course, these are our opinions, and let them be heard. But Peasy, talk to me, man. Chick cries wolf on Chris Brown. Should she be charged? And how do you feel about the women misusing the Me Too movement?
Oh, I definitely feel like she should be charged. I hate that fucking movement. And the reason why I do it, because I feel like it targets black men mostly. That's why I feel it. Like, I see them yelling Me Too about some white people, but I don't ever know what happened to it. But as soon as it's a black man, they plaster this shit all over fucking media and make it seem like all black men are rapists and shit. And I don't like that shit. So fuck Me Too. I don't, you know, ladies, I'm sorry if I'm offending you right now, but I'm going to tell you what a wise woman once told me. Women must protect themselves from situations. Men must protect themselves from liabilities. That's what the fuck should be going on. Like, you should not be placing yourself. And like, it ain't even fair for a motherfucker to say that I don't remember giving consent, so it's rape. That ain't even fucking fair. Like, that's just, that's like the most, this is the dumbest shit that I guess could be controversial that I would ever speak on, because this shit dumb. Like, this is just a dumbass law. Now, I'm not condoning rape. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the consent situation should be reviewed, and it should be more consistent between men and women, because it's giving men real fucking problems. It ain't like a slap on the wrist situation, so we really need to review this shit. So punishment should be held both ways. If you yell rape and that motherfucker didn't rape you, then you should be able, you should have to do whatever time they were going to sentence him. Period.
That's cool. I like it. Miss Pam, talk to me. I know you and Lonnie are sitting there listening. Women who cry wolf. And again, this is to anybody listening, not against the women who, you know, something actually did happen and, you know, they do have the case. This is for us talking about women who claim rape and were never raped, or claim to be assaulted and were never assaulted. Pam, how you feel?
So, you know, I have the same stance as Chad. You know, I have been in a Me Too situation before, and I was very cognizant of what was going on. I didn't put myself in that position, but when I saw that, you know, this was happening with this individual, you know, I stayed as much as possible, as far away from him as possible, because he couldn't resist that big booty that I had. And, you know, that's hard to find.
I'm not really damn doing this with Pam tonight.
But, I mean, here's the thing, though. I have seen, you know, here lately in the news where, you know, people have taken it a little too far. I think one of the actors I saw, he made a statement that he just told a lady she was beautiful, right? Ma'am, you look great today, wanted to hold the door open for her, and she instantly got an attitude and wanted to, you know, act as if he was assaulting her. To me, when you get into those moments, it has really gone too far. But then another thing that I want, you know, our females to understand too is, if there's any true validity to what you're saying, right, then I feel like, you know, they should not be at the point of, oh, I was sleeping, I didn't know that this happened. You know, pretty much like what Chad said, you know, really keep yourself out of those situations. And if we continue to just act as if, how I want to say this, if we continue to cry me too every time a situation happens, then to me, the Me Too movement loses everything that it was supposed to be about. So that's my, yeah. This is a touchy one, but one that we definitely have to talk about.
Cool beans. In my opinion, I think the person who cries wolf should definitely face some kind of charges. And if it's defamation involved, pay restitution to that person, because you're really hurting that person's name. You're really hurting that person's brand, you know, their reputation overall as a whole. Some people can lose their job. So I definitely think that person should pay. I also think that, not necessarily this Chris Brown situation, but there should be a time limit. Like, if you feel like you've been raped or assaulted, like, you know, there's no I don't feel like there's a reason for you to wait 20 years, 15 years, you know, to come out. I feel like there should be a time limit, because even with murder from criminal justice, if you shoot somebody, you know, and they die within 365 days because of that bullet, then you get charged with murder. But on 366 days, you know, you can't get charged for murder before shooting that person. Even if it was the bullet that caused it, after 366 days, you cannot be charged for murder. So why is murder different from a rape allegation? So I feel like there should be a time limit on that. You can't come back, Bill Cosby, 20 years later, 30 women come out the woodworks and say, hey, he raped me or he touched me. You know, where's the evidence? You know, from that, how do you prove that just based off of hearsay? So that's just how I feel. But let's go to LaCream, how you feel?
Well, just I really feel like you summed that up. I totally agree with every point that you made. I definitely feel like first things first, that this individual should have some type of jail time associated, especially if that individual was to be charged with some type of crime. And I also feel as though defamation should definitely be paid. And the reason why I say that, brand building is very important in business. Whether you're a person, your business is you yourself. Like Chris Brown, he is an entertainer, so his business is his name. And so to have an allegation brought on him such as that really messes up his brand, because you lose sponsors, you lose endorsements, you lose a lot of things. So I really feel like that's the first thing. You're going to pay me for defamation, because allegations like that, no, that kills everything that I'm working towards, especially considering it's Chris Brown. I'm just using him as an example because of what he's had in the past. Anything that is said negatively towards him after that is only going to worsen his brand. But just in regards to, like you mentioned, murder, it should be. I know this may rub some people the wrong way, because a lot of people say, oh, they're afraid to come out, different things of that nature. I really feel like it should be a time limit, because when a person has these type of things happen to them and 20, like you said, 20, 30 years later, case in point, Bill Cosby, I'm not taking away from what they did. I'm not saying that they're right. They're dead wrong for what happened. But at the end of the day, if you're coming back from the 70s and 80s with allegations because the money stopped coming or for whatever reason, because you were okay with it as long as you were getting compensated, and then these things ran out, and so now you're ready to come out and basically deface this man's entire character, even though he was definitely, you know, wrong. But I do feel like it should be time frames. I do feel like if, in fact, these individuals lose jobs, pay, you know, brand is suffering, I feel like they should definitely have to pay fines and do jail time.
There it is. Nick, no nickname. Talk to me, man. Talk to me. This is Dylan. This happened in France, and I know you up to date with the international laws and things. So you tell me, man, what's going on in this situation?
Let me take my shot at him first. All right. So, yeah, this is going to be a very unpopular opinion based on y'all's opinion. I agree with 50% of what was said, and I disagree with the other 50%. So I also have some corrections. So, you know, a couple of us majored in criminal justice, but that doesn't mean that we remember every single thing. That doesn't mean that we don't know what we're talking about. It just means that we could be wrong at times. There's no statute of limitations for murder. Someone throw that out there. That has a direct correlation to what I'm going to prove. So, or what I want to try to prove. So, murder is considered a horrendous act, and any horrendous act doesn't have a statute of limitations in the United States of America. So, I think that, you know, taking something that's life, taking life from somebody is a horrendous act, but also taking someone's ability to choose is a horrendous act. So, I think that should not have a statute of limitations. Now, not for everybody that, you know, has claimed me too. So let me let that be known. But, you know, we don't know, you know, what victims go through that have been through that situation. And if anybody on the show has been through that and you do know, but you choose not to share, I understand. But I don't know that you've been through it. So your opinion is of a person who hasn't been through it based on what you've given us. So, yeah, I think that it could take 20 years. Fucked up shit takes a long time for people to face, especially African Americans, because we're taught that we're supposed to just keep it moving. We was brought into America just to keep it moving. Oh, you were slaves? Oh, that was a long time ago. Just keep it moving. Oh, we fucked your great 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 grandma, and then y'all mixed. Just keep it moving. So it's been put in front of you that that's how you're supposed to be treated, and that's what you're supposed to do. So it could take time for you to face that, and we're not people that go to psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors often. So who's going to help you get past that? Like, we look at that, we look down on that until recent years for the most part. So I think that, yeah, I don't agree with the statute of limitations. I'm not fucking with that at all. But I'm a part of the Me Either movement. You can have the Me Too movement. Have it. Because if you were raped and she was raped too, then the bitch, that's me too. That's great. Awesome. And if you don't want to be called a bitch, create a movement for that shit. But I deserve to be able. I don't know why that was. But I deserve to be able to. I deserve to be able to defend my innocence, along with Chad defending his innocence, along with Justin defending his innocence. So I didn't rape a bitch, and Chad should be able to say me either, and Justin should be able to say me either. We need to show the world that, yes, there's crime, that shit exists. Yes, there's bad crimes. Yes, that shit exists. But every motherfucker ain't a part of this shit. This whole motherfucker in France and Paris, wherever the fuck he was at, when Chris Brown was over there, he wasn't even in the same fucking room. I don't know if he was in the same building, but he wasn't in the same room as a bitch who got raped. So how you going to blame it on him? Yes, she should definitely do jail time. The average jail time for an American, they get sentenced to 9 years. They only do 5.4 years. So I think somebody that accuses somebody should do 2 to 3 years in prison, not federal, real state prison. And I think they would make those claims again. I think that is absolutely fair. So that's where we agree at. I just don't think there should be a statute of limitations, because that is something, rape, molestation, all that stuff, is something that we, some of us, don't have any idea how hard that is to deal with. So I think that we don't have the ability to be able to judge how long it should take for you to report that shit, especially when we, and as Americans, do a lot of victim blaming. Now, if you're not being truthful, you should go to fucking jail. But if you're being truthful, be truthful in your time and your space, because it happened in that person's time, in that person's space. They took something from you. So they should not be able to benefit from getting space and time from that date to be able to get away from it. That's just how I feel. You may disagree. I don't give a fuck. That's all I got.
Cool beans. just had to go make sure my research wasn't far off. But I did look it up. Statute of limitations for murder in the state of Georgia is actually 7 years. And other all states have their own statute of limitations for how long after you can charge for murder for a certain incident, but here nor there. But definitely like your opinion. Like you said, different from ours or different from others, but that's why we have this show. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Hey, Justin, I need you to read the research one more time. Because beside murder, it say none. It say none. N-O-N-E. That means none. Like, no, it's not. It's not a statute of limitations for murder. It's not. That don't exist. It's not. Just read one more time. Take it. You underline the shit. The second.
Because I went to the other state that does have it, though. There's other states on there that does have it, and I just went to
Well, you said Georgia,
but you're right. There's other states. There's other states that do have it, though.
I fucked with Justin, so, but you know, that shit say none, though. I was just letting my listeners know.
It does say none on the state of Georgia, but on the state, there's other states like Alabama and other states that did have it on there. So my apologies for Georgia. But yes, everybody does. I think everybody is on the same page as far as if a person does cry wolf, then they should go to jail. They should have to pay restitution and things of that nature. And I think that's where we all agree when it comes to the Chris Brown situation. Looks like we do have a new caller that just called in. I'm going to call the last four digits of your phone number if you want to talk. Please feel free to do so, and if you don't, hey, we'll just get back to you next time. The last four of your numbers, 6268. You're live with 3KQ Radio. How you doing?
Part of my party.
That's
part of my party.
No worries, that's negative. All right. So, yeah, those were pretty much our main three topics that we had tonight. Addition for Chad. How's that new Bugatti going, man? I saw you riding around with it on Instagram, man. Everything straight?
You wildin'. Hey, but look, though, I do have something else. I had any other ladies on the call, I heard about that rape situation that happened at the Opera nightclub in Atlanta. Jasmine, I think her name was Jasmine something. Jamina.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard about that shit?
Yeah, I heard. The video was actually floating around, which I kind of don't think it should have been floating around, but yeah. Talk to us.
Yeah, it happened on Facebook a lot. Well, you know what I'm saying? I think there's another one. I seen the video. It's like two or three videos, but she was on Facebook a lot.
Did she rape?
Okay, let me explain. All right, so I'm not gonna go with rape, but she was raped. But let me explain. So here's the thing, and here I'm not condoning rape. However, there's a lot of parts of this situation where I feel like you can't get pussy buyer's remorse and yell stop in a nightclub while you getting fucked and expect somebody to hear you. And just, I don't know. It's just a lot of shit. So anyway, so here's the thing. Apparently, they were saying she was drugged. That's one thing. And, of course, you cannot give consent if you're under the influence of anything. So that's why it's rape, Nick. I don't know about rape, though. My thing is this, too. And excuse me if you're listening and you know the facts of the story. I'm just telling you what I read on Facebook and Twitter. So, she was in this nightclub by herself. She wasn't wearing panties. She was twerking naked on stage. Now, access does not give you consent. The pussy was there. The pussy does have an owner. It must say something like yes or no to be able to get the pussy. So access does not give you consent. However, you know what I'm saying, she put herself in a situation. It's like jogging at night in Chicago with 10 grand in your pocket. And, like, yeah, if you get robbed, that's bad, but, nigga, you put yourself in this situation that was not healthy of you keeping your money and not getting robbed. Like, that's how I feel about this shit. I'm just not really certain how both sides are – only one side is liable for the situation. That's why I'm tripping on that shit. But if y'all haven't seen it, look it up. The credit.
Girl.
excuse me. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you something. You said they say the bitch was drugged, but you and I don't approve. So I mean, you know, if she was, one thing, but if she wasn't, a whole nother thing. But if she was, nigga, that's rape, rape. If you got it, that's Bill Cosby rape. If you got to get a bitch in a different mind state where she can't make decisions, then first of all, it's more. Listen, I say this shit a lot, but on this show, but it's way more women in the world than men. So for you to have to be able to do that, nigga, I don't fuck with you anyway. I only fuck with niggas that I know, nigga, to get bitches sober.
So I'm going to ask you a question about this shit. Because they say she was drunk. They didn't say what she was drunk for. She could have just actually been drunk. Just being drunk give you a pass?
No. First.
Okay. Okay. Hold on.
If she's just drunk and you're in a place that people drink, that's different. But drugged is what you said. So I immediately thought of illicit, illegal substances.
That's what I thought of. Yeah. But alcohol is a substance. It's substance abuse. So. My thing is not the fact that she got raped, because it's rape. It's definitely rape. It's a disgusting act by the young man, because I don't want no pussy in those conditions anyway. So I agree with you on that shit. That shit crazy. Drunk bitches actually get on my nerves. So here's the thing. Like, where does accountability begin and end for the on the female side of it?
I don't think it does, because it's a bunch of, first of all, we thinking about this, and when I say we, I mean it very loosely, because I'm talking about you. We thinking about this from a.
you cannot tell me what I'm thinking about. But go ahead. Yo.
But we think about this from like a normal person's mental state. I mean normal very loosely as well, but we talking about this from a normal person's mental state. These people that are doing these things are not normal. So you said it yourself, drunk bitches get on your nerves. I agree. But these niggas don't. These niggas, in fact, want to get a bitch to the confusion rate or state that they can't even make a simple decision so that they can fuck and feel good about themselves. I think that is one of the most, like, if I catch one of you niggas, I'm going to kill one of you niggas. That's how I feel about it, because you're making niggas look bad. No, don't laugh, nigga. Just bail me out.
I know. It's funny, though, but it makes a lot of sense.
But these niggas is making niggas look bad because they got to do extra shit. Like it's a couple women on this call that have given it up to multiple men in their life, and none of the men had to do extra shit. That's how the world works. That's how it's supposed to work. You meet a bitch, you take a bitch out, you talk to a bitch on the phone, whatever the fuck you got to do, and then you fuck. And she enjoys it, and you enjoy it. She remembers it, and you remember it. That's how the shit's supposed to work. If you got to do anything outside of that, maybe she had a drink, and you probably had a drink too. And that's fine. That is all okay and good and well and all that shit. The problem is when you start doing things to edit people's ability to make decisions and shift it towards decisions that you want made. I don't understand that. I've been told no in my life. It was only two times, but I've been told no. And I say two because I don't remember no.
All right, hey, listen. We go away past with that my shit. Question. You keep feed past this little fucking question I'm trying to ask you, though. But
the
you know
person
that
gets raped has no
niggas,
motherfucking
niggas.
Like responsibility.
Nigga, am I on mute? Oh, I must be on mute. There we go. All right, so here's the thing, bro. Do you know there's rape cases where both people were intoxicated, but the man is still found guilty for rape?
You're saying
that there is no responsibility.
No, but I said
both of y'all
earlier,
can't talk at the same time, so if I have to stop muting somebody, I will, but only one of y'all can talk.
We're not to that point. But what I said earlier was that you might have a drink, she might have a drink. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, just because we both had drinks, and just because maybe the drinks got you
further. I'm not talking about that. I said illicit, illegal drugs is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about drunkenness, because we know that a man that weighs 200 pounds can probably, usually in most cases, can drink more than a woman that weighs 140 pounds, 120 pounds. That's just biology. No, it ain't biology. It's some kind of science. I don't give a fuck. Chemistry. But it's some kind of science. We understand that. I'm saying anything extra. The drinking part, I won't disagree with you on that. Everybody responsible in that case. Because I'm not responsible for knowing how much you can drink before you're too drunk to make a decision. I can't know that if I just met you. But I'm talking about extra stuff. The extra stuff is the part I have, bro.
Nigga, extra is so fucking subjective. Niggas can draw lines extra all day. Nigga, that was extra. Oh, nigga, that two shots, that was extra. Man, look, fuck that extra shit.
No,
nigga.
No, no.
Everybody needs to be accountable.
If we both doing the same thing, if we both doing the same thing.
Hold on, he lets you talk. You got to let him talk.
My bad.
My point is, like, extra is an opinion. At what point is extra drawn? Like, nigga, your extra can be my, you know, that shit can be different. So my thing is, it has to be accountability, bro. It got to be accountability. Now, I'm not saying this shit is not rape. What I'm saying is, why is a man the only person accountable in these situations?
Well, the reason a man is accountable because he's doing the penetration. But I think, Ted, apparently you're supposed to have more control when you penetrate than being penetrated. I don't know how that fucking works because I've only been a penetrator, but the point is, that's apparently how the fucking world looks at it, okay?
I'm
keeping this straight away. But I think that when it comes to just legal stuff, it can go either way. I'm not even going to fight it. It's rape or it's rape. It's just whatever the jury decides, it's over. I can go with that. Because it's either way in those cases. But the person who introduces illegal shit is usually the person who wanted some extra shit to happen. That's the part where I feel like it's more of an easy decision. So I don't disagree with I don't disagree with your alcohol conversation at all. Like, that's you're probably right. I'm not gonna say you're wrong. I'm not gonna say right.
It can be applied to anything. I'm just saying alcohol because that's
the
most common way.
Once you introduce illegal shit, niggas are not introducing motherfucking blue dolphins because they like blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a purpose thing.
Let's take a trip. Wherever William Cosby at, and let's ask him how that shit worked out for him. My case in point. Like I said, you cannot draw no line with extra, nigga. That shit ain't it gotta be accountability. It ain't no extra shit.
Nah.
Because you can consider taking a drug and steal 5 weight, nigga. Hell nah.
Nigga, fuck that. I ain't never told a bitch, you take this, you can get more relaxed. Nah, fuck Bill Cosby. That nigga, listen, hell, fuck him. Fuck R. Kelly. Fuck motherfucking Michael Jackson. Fuck every nigga making niggas look bad because they done got caught. Because you doing shit that you don't have to do, nigga. I know ugly niggas that fuck bad bitches. Why the fuck you gotta put bitches on drugs to fuck bad bitches? These are white bitches at that. White bitches love niggas. They've been trying to fuck niggas since we was niggas. So fuck that. Nope. Not participating.
So, Nick, does that include Chris Brown then? Because him and the girl got drunk and then, you know, she had sex and woke up and said she didn't remember. So, is he included in the Bill Cosby and all the other ones that use drugs? Because alcohol, like Chad said, is a drug. They both were drunk. She doesn't remember. So, is Bill Cosby on the Chris Brown?
Chris Brown. No, because first of all, the police are very good. They're very good people on both sides, okay? But first of all, the French police have already proven this shit to be false. So let's just start there. Second of all, I don't agree with alcohol being a part of it. Third of all, Chris Brown had one accuser.
Bill Cosby had 20. No, it's different. It's different. Chris Brown, mm-hmm. his whole life has had one accuser. He had one accuser that said he beat the shit out of him, too. But that was true. We knew that was true. He went to jail and probation and all that shit for that. The bitch had herpes. Everybody knows that she had hair on her pussy, so he almost got hit. Whatever the fuck. But what the fuck? He ate the pussy with the new growth, B. Anyway, that's AIDS. So when we go forward, he only had one accuser. Bill Cosby had 20. R. Kelly had 20. I'm saying 20 roughly because I don't really know the real number. But Michael Jackson had 14. I say 14 because all them motherfuckers with 14 are below in AIDS. So those motherfuckers are rapists. A molesters, or whatever the fuck you call it. Those people have multiple accusations. And at what point do you stop defending the motherfucker with all these accusations and start wondering, why the fuck is all these people accusing you of this shit? I've been knowing Chad for like 17 years. Not literally. But I ain't never knew a bitch to accuse him of none of this shit. If a bitch did, I'd be on his side. If 20 bitches did, I'd be like, hey, bro. You better get a better lawyer because this shit is true.
But y'all, wow.
I'm just saying.
Y'all is wild. Well, I definitely think this has been a great show. It's got had a lot of education in it, you know, a lot of opinion. And definitely people are able to see multiple sides of different situations, so to help them more gain their own opinion on what's going on in the world these days. But, you know, we have come to the end of the show. Next week is Super Bowl, and I think we got a little something special for y'all. But we are going to go ahead and get into some shout-outs and go ahead and get out of here for the day. Casey, go ahead with your shout-out.
Hey, man, shout out to 3K Keep Radio, all the listeners, all the information, all the facts, all the opinions, man. It's always a good show, always a good night. I'll make sure y'all come back. Well, stay tuned this week on our IG, on our Twitter, as we release the information for the Super Bowl, man. We might give away some shit. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something crazy, though. Halftime show, though. It's coming soon. So, hey, shout out to everybody that listens.
That's all you got? That's it?
That's all I got.
Just want to shout out my boy, Chad. Anyways, let's go with Cam. Go ahead with your shout-outs.
All right. I want to give a shout-out to the team, 3KQ, live and effect as always. Good dialogue. And I can't wait for us to go on this cruise. It's going to be even lit, even better. So I'm excited. Okay, I had a little drink. It's going to be lit. So there you go. Shout out to all of you guys.
There it is. There it is. LaCreen. Go ahead with your shout out. You might be on mute, but go ahead with your shout out.
Am I on mute? Oh, no. I'm not on mute. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Shout out to 3KQ. Want to shout out to everybody, all of the 3KQ teams, all the listeners. January has been a good one. Super Bowl is on the way. Also want to shout out to at First Social Justice School. Follow us on Instagram. And it's cruise time. We detoxing. We ready.
There it is. No nickname.
Hey, first and foremost, shout out to 3 motherfucking KQ Radio. You did. Second. Shout out to everybody else. Hey, man, listen, it was the most fun show of the 27th. The most fun show on the 27th. Check out motherfucking 3KQ Radio on Instagram, Snapchat, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, because they will have all this shit for February. We going all black all February. You did? The shit finna be dope, and I hope you pay attention. Other than that, all I got is this show is brought to you by Nick No Nickname and Hennessy. I'm running for president. My name is Jack Trump. Drop the T.
Yeah, vice yeah. President. Ooh, got it. I got it that time. Jackass. I got it. I got it. Hey, man, shout out to the team, 3KQ Radio. Man. We appreciate everybody tuning in, everybody listening. Look forward to hearing you guys all week. And see you guys next week, man. That's all I got. I wish this song would play. Oh, there it is.
Drop that pussy, bitch. Pussy twerking, bounce that young pop. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name.
Drop that pussy, bitch.
Pussy twerking, bounce.
Work, 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 bounce. Work, 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 pussy twerking, bounce. Work, 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 bounce. Work, 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 pussy twerking, bounce.
Show me what you twerk with. Ass so good, hear that lap dance. I'm in that white ghost, chase a pack, man. 100 out the lot, I'll be leaving. That's a rock. 100 large, bring a mop. Car, send it like a rock. Got a brain strike in my pocket, pocket. 30 chains on my collar, collar. Two drives, no mileage, mileage. Top off like Wallace, and I'm a hell of a smoke, bitch. Know that, know that. Filthy rich before rap. Before rap. New deal, I throw that. Throw that. Three beans, I'm on that. She bust it out. She see the got it. That pussy pump.
Pussy twerking, man. Shout out to the Inferno. Strawberry. Luke, what it do? Let's go.
Pussy twerking, man.
I love my big booty, bitches. My life a godfather picture. Local club in my city. I fell in love with a stripper. Bitches know I'm that nigga. Talking photo Bugatti. I'm the life of the party. Let's get these hoes on the molly. You know I came to stunt. So drop that pussy, bitch. I got what you want. Drop that pussy, bitch. Film it, film it. This bitch want me to film it. Ballin', ballin', like I play for New England. Spin it, spin it. Spin the stack every minute. That's 50, 100. I see no fucking limits. Shout out to Uncle Luke. Shout out my bitches too. We the two life crew. Two for me, two for you. Feed them bitches carrots. Fuck them like a rabbit. Sorry, that's the habit. Smoke a slip and then I vanish.
Make it triple, right? I hope you pussy niggas hate, never make a nickel, right? It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you could take it with you.
Right.
What's about to be a hit right now? Fuck back there with shit right now. Drop, take care, bought a motherfucking crib, and I'm picking up the keys to the bitch right now. OVO, that's major shit. Toronto with me, that's mayor shit. Getting shatter packs like KD. OKC, that's player shit. We don't dress alike, we don't rap alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man, fuck you and your time difference. I'm young poppy, champagne, they know the face and they know the name. Got one watch, I could probably pay for like all your chains, you don't me change. Ah, Grey Stone, 20 bottles, that's all me. On the couch, wildin' out, yellin' free my niggas till they all free. One of my close dogs, got three kids and they all three. But we always been that type of crew, that been good without a plan B, so.
Talking that shit and suck a nigga dick for some truck fit. Okay, I fuck a bitch and I'm gone. That's gangsta Al Capone. I make that pussy spit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm fucking with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my bitch. Money ain't a thing but a chicken wing. Bitch, I ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that pussy up. Stop playing. I make her ass scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the league. I am rich like a bitch. Shit, pop that pussy like a zip. I go by the name Lil Tunchy. Yo girl is a groupie. And nigga, you's a square. And I will twist you like